Ever heard of or hunted sandhill cranes? David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Good friend of the show, good friend of mine, retired fish and wildlife endangered species biologist Ted Cook, introduced me in a conversation to a hunting experience that I have never enjoyed.
So I just moved back to Idaho from New Mexico. One of the coolest hunting opportunities in New Mexico is sandhill cranes.
What's a sandhill crane?
So most folks have seen like great blue herons in wetlands and urban areas. So those great big tall gray-blue birds, they're very regal looking. Well, sandhill crane is kind of like that, but the sandhill cranes don't fold their necks like the herons do when they fly. They're just these stately, tall, beautiful, big, meaty, awesome birds with an incredible guttural call, this rock, rock, like that, that carries for a long distance. In fact, I'm living in Garden Valley right now, and every morning we wake up, we hear the sandhill cranes in the pasture calling. It's
really
neat. Yeah. And they migrate, and, you know, I lived in Albuquerque. It was the first and only place I've ever lived that birds fly to for the winter. And so I lived in the middle of the city of Albuquerque next to 160 acres of farm field open space owned by the city of Albuquerque. And we had hundreds of cranes every day all winter long right next to our house. It was really cool. But in southeastern New Mexico, there's an opportunity to hunt them. And it's very difficult. They're smart birds. It's tricky. You don't need that many decoys, unlike, say, with snow goose hunting. So you just put out 4 or 6 crane decoys in a field. You got to get permission. They're all private fields. But yeah, they want you to hunt them because cranes, if they build up enough on one farmer's field, they can do damage to the crops.
They love cornfields. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.